And so, I was kind of mad about that. Some guys lived out of district, and they were real good players. And we gave them 2 months to get brought in the league, and they didn't do it. And they had to send a letter to Pittsburgh and Waco to get signed by the head guys.
How come they were?
They were out of district. They lived out of district.
What is the district?
It's Hempstead Highway over here, and Gessner. No, it's Campbell, and I think Long Point over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a certain district. Then there's Spring Branch American Little League on the other side of Campbell, and they take in that part. And that way the leagues don't get too big, and we play each other. The All Stars play each other, the champions and stuff.
These kids wanted to be on, even though they didn't live in the district?
Yes. And so they gave them 2 months, and they didn't get in, so they got... We couldn't let them play, because other kids that lived in the district wanted to play, and we didn't have enough room on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So it really wasn't fair to the other kids. So they were pretty mad about that, too.
What else did you get from the golf besides fish?
We get a lot of oil out there if the environmental people will let us drill for it.
You think they should?
And gas? Yes, they should. Yes, they do. That's all our oil problems real quick.
What else do you get to eat besides fish and things?
Well, there's, if you eat seaweed.
Well, what other kinds of seafood besides?
There's a lot of crabs down there. And there's the big sea bass.
What's that
one? It's what a lot of your fish that you buy and stuff like that, like little fish patties that you can buy frozen, mostly sea bass. It's about 250-pound fish that's just for eating.
Mm-hmm. What would you use for bait?
Well, it depends on what you're fishing for. If you're fishing for speckled trout, you'd use live shrimp. And same with, if you're fishing for redfish, they like dead bait. And that saltwater catfish will eat anything.
What would you use for freshwater?
Artificial bait, like, you know, spinners and plastic worms. And for freshwater catfish, they're pretty good to eat. You can use anything on them. Mostly scraps and livers and stuff you can hook on there. They'll take it. We had some catfish Sunday night.
What might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
Any different kinds of worms?
Well, there's just earthworms. Different earthworms.
Have you ever heard of it called ringworms?
No.
And a small fish you could use for bait.
A minnow.
Okay. And
You mentioned a shrimp. You wanted to buy some, you could go to the store and ask for maybe two or three pounds of fresh shrimp.
Okay. Would you ever say
shrimps? Shrimps? No, but usually buy them down there usually buy them down there that are live. Live shrimp. You can use dead shrimp for certain things, like redfish will hit dead shrimp faster than they'll hit live shrimp.
What's something that looks kind of like a lobster?
Crawdad.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Crawfish.
Which do you call it?
Crawdad. We catch them down here in the gully and stuff like that.
Do you eat them?
No. I've ate crawfish before, though. People catch them in Louisiana in the bottles and they bring them over here. My cousin used to live in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.